You do have a turn of the phrase there. I tell you what.
You've got a little game.
You've got all the best words.
I got all the best words. Yes.
It is our fall fun drive here. If you think this is programming worthy of keeping on the air, and I do, and Scott does.
Yes, I do.
Go online and make a pledge for a fall fun drive at WVTF.org. We have a secure little form there that you can fill out and help us keep Roots Down and the sister program, Roots Down Redux. I didn't tell you about that
one.
No,
I don't even know what that is.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, we play the last 2 hours of the Friday night show again. It's like deja vu all over again.
Sweet.
Yeah, and talking about, Googling Roots Down Redux, I'm figuring. MR not ducks. Them are Americana songs. And then Studio B on Sunday afternoon, acoustic and bluegrass music. And I tell you what, Scott fits into everything I do here just about.
I do my best. I appreciate you getting me in there.
We talked about your roots around Augusta County, Western Virginia. And once you got out performing and writing songs, and I ask this a lot of the folks that come through here, do you always find yourself coming back home? Does place have a lot to do with informing your music?
Well, I think you write what you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what writer said it, but it was like, somebody's like, you get enough angst in your teen years to write a million novels, that's where you get your formative stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I always go back to that. I mean, but on the other hand, it's like this too, when we were kids in Augusta County, and was it fourth grade or fifth grade, you start studying American history. Well, guess what it is? It's Virginia history, because we started this whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very special place that I grew up in, mm-hmm. happens to be. So, I think it would affect somebody who moved in from outside the Commonwealth and grew up there. I think it would make an imprint,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, write what you know.
Yeah. Well, I came to the area later in life. Scott and I went to different high schools together at different times. On the opposite sides of the county.
We are the bison, are we?
The gladiators, Riverhead, Riverhead's gladiators.
Cream of the crop boys, we are the top boys, we are from Buffalo Gap.
There you go.
That's all I got to say. I'm not really sure what peppability is. It's always worried me in the fight song of Buffalo Gap. Like, what, is it hyphenated? What does it mean? The ability to pep?
And to be peppable.
Yeah. Well,
conjugate that for me, would you?
Yeah, really?
But yeah, you're right. That area is quite special, because I lived around a lot of different places where it wound up there. And that was different. And I hung out there for a long time after graduating from high school. But you took off at an early age. What did you say, 18?
18. I got out of there, boy. I didn't want to see another mountain or another cow again as long as I lived.
And started doing music and wound up forming what has, in my opinion, a seminal sort of rockabilly sort of band. That
we were on the cusp of something there.
Yeah,
a band
you
called
were.
The V-Roys. We were originally the Viceroys. And turned out there was a reggae band that had that name trademarked. So before our first record came out, we had to change it to the V-Roys, which everybody referred to as that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Knoxville, Tennessee, is where I ended up. It's funny, I went down there. I ended up in Knoxville, followed a girl. And I thought Knoxville, among the long list of rationalizations I had for doing that, for moving to Knoxville, one of them was, Knoxville is 3 hours from everywhere. 3 hours to Atlanta, 3 hours to Nashville, 4 hours to Cincinnati, 3 hours to Lexington, Kentucky, and if I was going to play music for a living, this would be a central location. And so I had a little van with a bed in it, and I had a little PA, and I was a singer-songwriter, and boy, I played all the way down. I had regular gigs in Atlanta and Anniston, Alabama, where I would sleep on the bar floor. They would lock me in that bar at night, and I couldn't get out, which is very illegal, I would assume.
Uh-huh.
And then they would come in the morning and let me out, and I'd drive back to Tennessee or drive to wherever I was heading to the next day. And so I did that for 4 or 5 years and made, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke back then. Knoxville was cheap. Another thing about Knoxville was you could have a one-bedroom apartment for, $125 a month. And so between those gigs, I paid off my student loans in like a year. You know, I was living so cheap, but I burned myself out, and I wasn't writing very good songs. I wasn't enjoying it. And so about 1994, I was like, I had enough of this. I got to take a break because it's not doing what it does for me. And so I got a part-time job serving subpoenas for a law office. It was a terrible job. And this guy, a friend of mine, Jeff Bills and I, we used to listen to records all the time, and we both got into Roger Miller as you should, because he's my guy. That's a writer's writer.
Exactly.
I mean, I'll put him up against anybody, anytime. And just started just eating that stuff. So we sort of formed a band just to play Roger Miller covers. And when I started not working so hard and started enjoying music again, and doing it for the right reasons, all of a sudden I started writing again. And I started writing better songs. And within 4 months of forming that band, we originally were called Big Harlan Taylor, and then we called ourselves the Viceroys. Within 4 months, we got signed to a record deal. We were on a double-decker tour bus tour in Europe. We had it. We had the dream. Then we got signed to Warner Brothers. I mean, it just all happened that quick, that lucky. But I always think it was because I did it for the right reasons.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, V-Roy's...
I found my joy in it again, you know?
Absolutely. V-Roy's a legendary, that's for sure. And when you got first signed, not just any record company.
Right. E Squared, which was Steve Earle. Steve Earle discovered us.
Were the first act he signed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we... he has Virginia connections, too, you know?
Yeah.
His mother was Big Stone Gap. We hit it off, and I think he appreciated my turn of phrase. I had the most excellent words, beautiful words, and I think that's why we got signed there. Yeah,
we were a good
little rock and roll band. We weren't breaking any musical boundaries, but there was a movement at the time. You know, it was called alt country at that time.
Uh-huh.
It was sort of a mixture of rock and country, and then I of course brought in sort of a lot of the bluegrass flavor and the songwriting flavor, which a lot of other bands in the genre didn't have, you know, and I think that made us stand out a little bit.
Yeah,
We got lucky and rewrote it as far as we could. We took it as far as we could.
You were proto-Americana.
Yeah. There's like a picture of a, you know, like the rising apes and the Homo sapiens.
It comes up, and there's the V-Roys.
There's the V-Roys. Four guys in suits and ties.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, I speaking for myself, I'm so glad that you are still out there touring and making music and writing songs and
putting out records.
We'll
see if this new record does. I mean, farming is what I grew up doing, and I love it too. It's a lot like the music business where you ain't going to get rich, and you better love it, or you got no business doing it.
Well, I was just thinking about you the other day and how, you know, when I lived up there, and I lived on a farm on Old White Hill Road there near Mint Spring.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, we used to go out back and squirrel hunting there. And just remembering the, you know, getting up in the morning and the smells and being outdoors and being... noticing the flow of the seasons and everything. That's got to ground you some.
Oh, man, that valley is, I always tell people, it's like a big, neat box filled with land waves, you know? And on our farm, we're in Swope, and we have Swope Hill, which is the highest hill there. And you know, in our part of Augusta County, rivers go east or west. There are no rivers that flow into Augusta County. Everything starts, riverheads.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts there. And so right there on our farm, I can look and see, you know, both sides, north, east, west, north, south of the whole valley. And sort of like, you know, I'll joke and say, no, that's my valley. You know, and there was nobody else around. There was nothing, you know, maybe farms in the distance. We were so isolated. That's my valley.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you again for coming in and sharing your music with us. And cuts from the new album. The new album, again, is Ladies Auxiliary, due out first part of November. Watch for it. TheScottMiller.com. You find out all the details there. And you can also accessorize with some T-shirts and
that's right.
hats there.
We got fly swatters and all sorts of stuff.
Little fans like we used to get church with the funeral homes.
I need to get those, yeah. You know, I went to well, you know, my parents are elderly, so going to funerals is like part of our week.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day they had the, remember the little things you squeeze, keep change in?
Yeah, the little coin purses. Yeah,
coin purses. That's what they had in their basket to give away.
The little rubberized little coin purses, and you squeeze it, open up.
Yep.
My goodness.
It's like, I have not seen one of these in 40 years. This is awesome.
And if they were,
two?
If they were quality, they'd have one of those little chains to put on your key ring.
Oh, that's right. This didn't have a chain, but you're right. You're right.
That's right. All right. One more song here. This is the one that I requested, a new song, and we're on the recording this on the week anniversary of Camille.
Yes, sir.
And what's the name of the song again?
It'll Never Be That River Again.
Never Be That River Again. Getting all zen on us. But
of course, my grandparents lived on a river in Bath County, and I much prefer a river to the ocean any day of the week, just on metaphor alone.
Absolutely. Well, I first heard this when saw you with Robin, Linda, and Trent over in Clifton Forge, and you stunned the audience with this song. It's a great song.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if anybody is old enough to remember Hurricane Camille. I remember Hurricane Camille, and that was that thing just parked over top of us and just dumped rain and whole sides of mountains. I mean, as far as Nelson County, the whole sides of mountains collapsed. There were towns they never found again and stuff. Just incredibly tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
All right. Scott Miller on WVTF's Roots Down.
Oop.
All right, there you go.
Effects are on. '69 when Camille came, you had to jump in the river to get out of the rain. The water rose so fast, so high, the cattle bawled and drowned all night. The mountains took it until they gave. Walker's Bridge had washed away. Cousin fished from the front porch steps, and Granddaddy looked at the water and said, from the mountain, through the valley, to the ocean where it ends, it can never be that river again. She had blue eyes with rings of fire, and I was hers, and she was mine, and the sun was hot, and the river just right. We skipped rocks all day, and we rolled all night. We both knew what lay around the bend. Summer loves will always end. When the walnut leaves fell, we went back to school. Drifted away, and the river did too. From the mountain, through the valley, to the ocean where it ends, it will never be that river again. River flows and time goes by. Love's still hard, but I still try. I've seen it muddy, I've seen it calm, I've seen it do whatever it wants, but it can never be that river again. No, it can never be that river again.